Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. So, hopefully today we have a message that will encourage and edify every Christian, that is, those who are in Christ Jesus and those in whom is Christ Jesus. We have this treasure. The scripture says, in earthly vessels. One translation I think is wonderful. We have this treasure in cracked pots. You know, for 2,000 years, the Church of Jesus Christ has been dominated by traditions of men, which somehow suggest that we are able to change ourselves that we might conform to the law, that we sin no more. Brothers and sisters, as part of the family of God, I would tell you that sinners we are today, being saved by the grace of Jesus Christ and of God the Father. The grace that is charis, it means unmerited favor. This is the message of the New Testament. This is the message of grace and peace. The word in the Greek is eirene, means being set together again with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, where do I get the audacity to say that though our condition is sin, by the grace of God, by the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, who came that He might save sinners, where do I get that authority? One preacher who I hold in high esteem Charles Haddon Spurgeon, in his morning and evening letters, said, sin separates us from God. Yes, sin did separate us from God. that started out with Adam and Eve, of whom we have come. But the second Adam, Jesus Christ, has come with a new covenant wherein sinners like me and you have the hope through the Word of God of that, not of, that we are reconciled with God. So where does this message come from? It comes from the Apostle Paul. Paul says, in the 7th chapter of Romans, I want you to understand, Paul here is not talking about his past. He's talking about the very day in which he wrote these words to the church at Rome. And he says, in the 6th verse, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter of the law. I added the law. That's what he's talking about. He says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? No, it's not. God forbid, is the way the King James translates it. Now, it says, he's going on now, listen. I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known, King James, lust, concupiscence, desires, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. Where there is no law, there's no sin. But God gave the law that sin might be recognized. Back to Paul. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, by the law, wrought in me all manner of lusts. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained alive, I found to be unto death. Why? Leviticus 18:5 says, and I'm paraphrasing, the one who keeps the law, and that is all the law, not just the Ten Commandments, the 613 parts of the law, that keeps it perfectly, keeps it personally, keeps it keeps it perpetually, that is, always, all the time, forever, shall live. Now, every graveyard throughout the world proves that no one ever kept it personally, perpetually, perfectly. That's the reason for the law, that we might look to another. But let's go on. These are the words of the Apostle Paul, whom God chose to give edification to the church, that is, to the outcalled ones, that is, to the people who belong to the Lord, that they might be encouraged. And yet, for these 2,000 years, so many have been discouraged by another gospel. One that says, you know, work and you'll be saved. Don't give me this faith alone business. Show me your works. Well, what's the reason for today's message? Because I've been in a state, not for too long, because God's grace and God's Spirit does bring me to His Word, which God's grace and God's Spirit should bring you and does bring you, brothers and sisters. This that Jesus Christ has done for us. Let's go on with Paul. I hope you can relate. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore is the law holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good? He's arguing, look, this law, this is a standard that God set out, that anyone who could achieve it personally, perfectly, and perpetually would have life eternal. And, you know, Paul doesn't go around identifying this particular action or that particular action as sin. He says in the Greek, it's so wonderful, you know, all have sinned. The word is hamartia, fallen short of what? Fallen short of that standard of the law. We cannot be Christians unless we know we are sinners, and at that point, to the glory of God and our Father, the grace of God does come into our lives. Now, I'm just going to read for a while. I hope it sinks in. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. Listen, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, listen, that is, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. The greatest Christian I've ever encountered is the Apostle Paul. Listen to his statements. Let it sink in. Let it sink in. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law. Nomos is the word, a law, the law of sin, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I, Paul says, I do delight in the law of God after what? After the inward man. That which the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians says is being renewed day by day. The inward man. We Christians are a dual creation, that of the flesh and that of the Spirit of God, a new creation in Christ Jesus. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but see another law of sin in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. What's his response? Oh, wretched man that I am. I know I can say this. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Paul says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. There is, he goes, there's no chapter and verse in Paul's writings. Therefore there is now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus. This warfare brought on through the receiving of the gospel, through the faith in the good news of Jesus Christ, brings on warfare. But I want to tell you all the other things that Paul had to say, that Jesus had to say in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, the 33rd verse. Jesus had spoken to his disciples. They didn't quite get it all. That's why the Apostle Paul was appointed by God to save the gospel of grace, of the grace of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world." In 1 John 2:14 it says, "I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning," that is Jesus Christ. "I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one." Jesus, in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, in the 36th verse, says, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Shall make. That is something done outside of us. It is not by our power, but by the power of the Son of God, who shall make you free. Ye shall be free indeed. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, in the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage of the law." The encouragement from Paul in prior to this self-confession of chapter 7, in the 6th chapter, 14th verse, Paul tells us, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." He talks about this again. He says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit," King James translation says, "and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." Contextually, of all the New Testament and what God in Christ Jesus has done, the better translation of this, Galatians 5:16, says, "Then I say, walk in the Spirit, and the flesh will not have the last word." Paul goes on to say, look, "For the flesh warreth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would." Does that sound like Romans 7? Paul is so consistent. Thank you, Father, for the Apostle Paul and for your gospel, which through Paul has been, and through your power and through your enablement, has been preserved even to this day. Philippians, the third chapter, Paul says, "For our habitation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he," that is Jesus Christ, "is able even to subdue all things to himself." In the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it's called the Heroes of Faith chapter, wherein is described all manner of sinners, from Abraham the liar to David the murderer to Rahab the harlot. And the testimony is, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, what is that promise?" It says, "Received not the promise." What's the promise? That this vile body will be fashioned like unto his glorious body, that is, that body which God raised from the dead, who is Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God with power, that power, not only to save us, but to help us. It says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promise. For God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect," that is, not be made complete, that is, not made complete in the flesh. We, through the power of God, through the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that is faithing, that is, grabbing hold of the promises of God, in spite of what they may see, or what they may not see, for we live by faith and not by sight. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who would faith on him might have eternal life. That is the prize of the high calling of God, and by his grace we shall continue faithing and being found in Christ Jesus himself, and himself being found in us. And that is the God School for today.